Well, as promised, we're going to be talking about toys here in the midpoint of For the People. And we've got Dr. Lauren Tucker from Southern Connecticut State University on the line with us. She teaches a class called Adaptive Technology for Individuals with Multiple Disabilities that's really been around for almost 15 years or right around 15 years. But there is a very interesting and more recent component to that class where she and her students are retooling toys so that they can be more adaptive for use in classrooms and for particular students. We're going to find out all about that. But in the meantime, we just want to remind you about another program you might be interested in through our friends at Ableis. That is a nonprofit down in Fairfield County supporting hundreds of individuals with disabilities and their families. They are offering a program for parents entitled Supporting Your Young Child's Development, a parent workshop. It's happening next Sunday, January 25th, from 9 to noon in Stamford. The workshop offers parents and caregivers practical guidance and trusted information as they navigate developmental concerns, new diagnoses, and key transitions for young children with developmental disabilities. The workshop is free, and it's open to the public with advance registration. You can also purchase on-site child care for just $25. If you'd like to learn more and register, just go to Ableis, ableis.us/workshop. All right, Dr. Tucker, we got you. Thank you for joining us. And this is, exciting news, but this is the way, one little class in one little university in one little state can really plant a seed that we can share with anybody who cares to listen. And I so appreciate your interest in this subject and the work that you're doing and inspiring your students while making a difference in the world to a lot of kids that might not have access to toys. So we'll talk about that specific effort. But before we do that, just share a little backstory with us about your background and your history.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me and kind of sharing information about this really important topic and something that I'm so passionate about. I actually come to the field of assistive technology from a more unique background. I'm actually a special ed teacher. So often in the field of technology, we in like educational and disability services, oftentimes it's an occupational therapist or a physical therapist or a speech and language pathologist. My background is special ed. I was a special ed teacher before I transitioned into assistive technology. And one of my big areas of interest is looking at making the community and recreation more accessible. And so as you mentioned, this course has been around for over 15 years, but what we more recently started to do is thinking about how can we then modify and adapt play, recreation, and the community in order to increase access for all individuals. And so that's really what our adapted toy workshop, the mission is for that.
Yeah, so many times we see the tiniest little kids all the way up to teens and young adults who may be grappling with alternate abilities and other issues, including neurodivergent conditions, relegated to the sidelines or not able to participate. So kudos to you for seeing that as a special education professional and wanting to take it to the next level by teaching the next generation of Dr. Lauren Tuckers.
I appreciate that. But that really is what is challenging. It's kind of in the inequity of the situation, because Switch adapted toys can be so much more expensive than kind of the traditional toy. And so, you know, a child with kind of traditional access might have multiple toys to play with throughout their day. And if a student needs a Switch adapted toy, they might maybe have the same toy that they're playing with over and over because of the cost. And so my goal, as you mentioned, is to empower teachers and other educational professionals to, you know, take a chance, rip some seams, and sure. Adapt toys so that they can be accessible. And so students can have a variety. They can not play with kind of the singing monkey if they don't want to. And that's what's really exciting about it.
So you created adaptive technology for individuals with multiple disabilities as a course, an elective course? At Southern?
I didn't create it. So it I actually took it when I got my master's at Southern in assistive technology. But now since I took over, I added the adapting toys activity. So previously we learned about it and then now we actually do it.
So hearkening back to when you were a student in the class you're now teaching, what were the hot items that you were learning about and dealing with at that point? Now, 15 years or so ago?
Right. So quite some time ago, the technology has changed drastically. We were learning about something called IntelliTools when I was taking this, which was a rather large, clunky technology. It was almost like hardware. So it kind of looked like a very old iPad with different buttons that you could program to kind of play a game. But a lot of the course really focused on academics, especially when I took it in the original. And with the advancement of technology innovations, we can now look at, all right, how do we increase access with a moderate budget to everyday activities and to play? And so that's what the field of technology changing and becoming more accessible and affordable allows me to then add more dimension to the course, which I'm really excited about.
And this is something that you discovered how to do in the course of taking more classes.
Yes. So for me, especially in the field of technology, it's moving so rapidly that I really keep up to date mainly on kind of social media, following other kind of creators within the field, individuals with disabilities themselves, kind of sharing kind of how they've kind of DIY situation.
I
went to a training of another kind of individual sharing this way to adapt toys that doesn't require soldering, because that's traditionally you need to solder into the circuit board, which for a teacher in a classroom isn't the safest option. And so that's what we kind of introduced here as a safe and kind of very minimal risk way to adapt toys. And then it really kind of caught on from there, which is awesome. But yeah, I'm learning kind of, I feel like I'm a sponge sometimes, learning from anywhere I can.
So, but your students and you have been doing these modification exercises now over 5 years.
Yes.
So has the... the toy making industry made it any easier or harder to do the things that you need to do today that you started doing almost 6 years ago?
I would say that our general community has made it easier. So I would say, for example, there's a lot more adapted toy and switch adaptation organizations that are available to help connect individuals or families with local kind of people similar to me. So to kind of connect us, I will say that I don't think the toy industry has advanced because the market is smaller for kind of accessible toys. But what is awesome is that on kind of many of these other kind of share what I've made platforms on the internet, you can then buy toys that have been adapted by other individuals and other professionals like myself. So I think the access to affordable adapted toys is increased, but it's not from kind of the commercial market. It's more from kind of the secondhand, I'm going to share this on my website and send it to anyone who needs it.
Well, let's use our spectacular medium of radio to try to imagine ourselves in your classroom. Walk us through briefly, how you introduce this, how you set it up, how you get the hands into the toys and make the fixes that are needed to make them most adaptive for children who need them.
Absolutely. So the most important component for this particular approach is the right toy. So that for me is kind of my biggest criteria. And so if you can kind of picture the most popular toys or the kind of the most successful are very kind of holiday or seasonal specific. So imagine a toy, if you have a snowman and you squeeze his little arm and he then sings Winter Wonderland, okay. Right? So a toy that has one very specific cause and effect, right? I hit this button, it starts to sing or it starts to dance. So those plush toys, right, as we're visualizing in my classroom, those are the ones that we're kind of looking for. So I will often find them either on Amazon. My biggest actual find is many of our pharmacies will have some of these holiday toys. Mm. And I wait until after the holiday when they're marked down. And then I tend to buy them up because those are the best toys to adapt.
Okay.
So we have this toy. Oh, go ahead.
No. Yeah, and around how many students per session do you bring into the class?
What is nice is because we are project-based and we do kind of go out into the community, I have smaller classes. So we range anywhere from 10 to 15 students.
Oh, okay.
So it does allow us to kind of really graduate students.
Yeah.
Everyone gets their own toy. They get the individual support. And so it really is kind of a nice community that we have.
Okay. And essentially, between the video tutorials, your growing experience, and the adventurous innovation of your students, you move through this exercise of creating the changes. So the snowman who you used to have to squeeze the hand to make sing, how do you modify that so a child or young person could use it who wouldn't be able to use it before?
Sure. So the first thing you do is we need to open up the toy and find that little kind of start button, that mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you kind of identify that little button, what we actually do is you cut the button off. So we are no longer accessing the snowman in that traditional way. And what we actually do, which is fascinating, is you actually get a female audio jack. So if you can kind of imagine, your headphones, how you have kind of the metal piece that goes into that kind of female casing.
Mm-hmm.
I order those on Amazon, which are very affordable. And so they are audio jacks.
Mm-hmm.
And you connect, the audio jack has a red wire and a black wire. And you connect the red wire to one of the wires and another black wire to the other wire from the toy. Instead of soldering, we kind of use another device called a lever nut to connect it. And truly, that's it.
Oh, that's cool.
Exactly. It completes the circuit to then access the battery power when the individual plugs the switch into that female jack. And then the toy will play when the switch is activated.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
A beautifully simple process
that
can make a significant difference.
Yeah, just like a little outboard motor for the toy that
anybody
can use. So I guess in moving toward the close of our conversation, I'm most interested in maybe some educators or parents or PTO folks listening are interested in on how you create the partnerships between you and your students and the schools or young people who are receiving these toys?
Yeah, so anyone can reach out individually to me. I kind of run this workshop in a couple of our different programs. We also have an occupational therapy program at Southern, so I teach this same activity in that program. So individuals can either reach out to me, or what I've also done is I've taken some kind of local social media groups, specifically parents of individuals with special needs, and posting on there to say, hey, I try to have a pretty strong social media presence so that individuals can reach out to me and also request that. And I will either deliver it. I've delivered it to some families, or I then bring them to classrooms as well if there are classrooms who would benefit from toys.
Great. And the best way for folks to get in touch with you is just to web search your name at Southern Connecticut State University and make the contact?
Yes, may I share my email? Is that okay?
Oh, as long as you're okay putting it out to the globe.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. So my email is Tucker and then L7. So T-U-C-K-E-R, the letter L7 at southernct.edu. And so I would be the best person to kind of at least match what we try and do sometimes is match, you know, if a student or an individual has an interest. We'll try and get a toy donated that kind of aligns with them. And our future goal is to be able to 3D print switches so we can donate everything, the toy and the switch.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. Yeah. Dr. Lauren Tucker, from a special education educator to now a professor at Southern Connecticut State University, whose elective students each year are creating somewhere between 10 and 20 adapted toys for young people who might not otherwise be able to enjoy them. Dr. Tucker, a great story for this Sunday morning, and very much appreciate your work and can't wait to see what's next out of you and your class over at Southern and beyond. So thank you so much for the work you're doing. Give our regards to your students, and maybe we'll meet again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.